Well, I just share a few words with you, if it's all right, if our ushers just bring one basket, guys, our regular tithe offering. Our missions all goes in it together. That's fine. Just go ahead and come, and we'll take it all up together. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this, what we thank you for what we feel here. What a powerful, powerful presence of the Holy Ghost we feel in this place. We ask you, Lord, that you would continue to work miracles within this place tonight. Lord, there are hearts, there are lives, there are walls. Lord, you're empowering, Lord, some people, Lord, and you're breaking other people down. God, you are such a mighty God. In the name of Jesus, go ahead, gentlemen. We had passed out, I don't know how many of you have these or don't have these, but we have these Daniels, we have these fasting commitments. How many of you do not have a fasting commitment? How many of you never received a fasting commitment? If I know our ushers are tied up right now, but if we could get a couple other guys to just jump in here. And Brother Brown has them back there. I've just got one here that I need, Brother Thomas. I'm going to go over this. What we're feeling here tonight, I believe, is something so very special in God. I believe that as we enter into these next, between now and the end of the month, we'll be starting our fast on midnight of the 9th, which is next Saturday night. And we'll be fasting 21 days through midnight of the 31st. And I preached this morning, we've been preaching a series, we started off this month, Releasing the Glory. What we're doing tonight is, that is taking place in our lives. God is pouring out unto us. And what he pours out onto us, we release. And I believe that it's so important. I also preached on pray, fast, and expect. As we go into this next year, we're going into a year of expectation. And I believe that we can and we are going to experience great and mighty and wonderful things in God. We're on a journey, church. It is a journey that is ordained by God. And God has already determined our destiny as a church. But it's up to us as an individual if we choose to follow that path. This is where testing begins. I spoke this morning about testing, a time of testing, and I was going to speak tonight. The title was going to be Patience, Patience, because patience is one of the things that God is going to test us on. You will have to wait until Wednesday night to get that message. But tonight we have, you have in front of you, you have a commitment sheet, commitment form. The first fast on there is the Daniel's fast, and Daniel's fast is based upon the fasting experiences of the Old Testament prophet Daniel. It's a partial fast where some foods are eaten while others are restricted. My wife and I have taken this. I know Sister Linda Brown, I believe, she doesn't mind me using her name. She's fasted the Daniel's fast many different times. You can go on www.danielfast.com and you can take and look up recipes for that fast for you and your family. If you choose another fast, you may say, well, we've tried done the Daniel's fast. There's another fast. As long as it is a restrictive fast and it's not something you're just going to do to healthier living. Okay, there's a lot of things we could just say, well, I'll cut out Mountain Dew. I see somebody now has got 2 Milky Way bars, and a Snicker bar up here, and the Snicker bar is titled Feisty. It probably wouldn't be much of a fast if I went on Milky Way, Snicker bar, and Mountain Dew for a month. I don't know, but so what I'm getting at is if you select a fast other than the Daniel's fast, that is okay as long as you're fasting. And it's a sacrificial fast for you and your family. We also have fast, the second fast on there is the family fast. That's where you commit to fasting as a family, one meal a day for 21 days. And as parents, if you would like to do more, you can fast one meal a day, but then you can also maybe add fast number four, which is a personal challenge fast. We have the working man's fast. We have a lot of men in our congregation that work in construction and heavy industry jobs, and it's very difficult sometimes to go 21 days working and lifting. It takes its toll on the body. So we have that as an option for you. And every other day, you may want to go a Daniel's fast for a week. You may want to go every other day for a week. And then you may want to finish the fast with just strictly no food, just water or juice. You can combine any of these fasts in such a way. Okay? But I do ask all of you to commit to this. You commit for the fast 1, 2, 3, or 4, or whatever portion of that you're going to do, and then I ask you to sign your name there. And then at the bottom, there's a little statement. It's personal challenge is what it says. I just want to encourage you, if you're fasting just to fast because we're asking you to fast, you're just going to get hungry. Okay? There needs to be a commitment or a challenge in your spirit. We need to challenge our flesh. I've spoke of this much over the last two services. As we go through a physical detoxification, I kind of like that word, where we detox our bodies from caffeine and Mountain Dew and Snicker bars and all the other things, sugar or flour, whatever, as our bodies begin to go through this process, our spirit begins to go through the same process. God begins to take and detox our minds, our hearts, and all of these impurities that is in our blood, our physical blood, as it's purged out of our bodies through fasting. The spiritual blood of Jesus Christ comes in and begins to purge out our hearts and our minds. And through this process, we become humble before Him. Our pride is broken down. All of these things that we battle, our flesh, all of these things that we struggle with and we battle, begin to break down. And the power of God begins to flood into our lives. And we become like Him. We become as He is. And that is when we begin to see the true power and the true glory of God manifested in our lives. Right now, there's so much junk and clutter that it's so hard for the glory of God to shine through at times. But when we're pure and our insides are pure because we've purged ourselves, that is when God steps in and God begins to do a work. But it doesn't come without a battle. We are in church, and I'm going to keep preaching this for the next 21 days. We are in church for a spiritual battle. Our battle starts with our flesh, and we will fight our flesh. It is going to be an ongoing, day by day, sometimes hour by hour battle. We have to understand, the better we understand what is going on and happening, the better we can be to fight back against that. That's why the testing, we're going to go over a number of things that you're going to encounter, that I'm going to encounter. And we have to do this. God spoke this morning at the end of our service in a tongues interpretation. So powerful. God says, when you paraphrased, when you complete this process, I will, I've never heard God say this before. He says, I will come running to you. God is excited about what is happening here. And he says, I am going, when you complete, when you go through the process, and you've completed the process, I will come running to you, and I will show you signs and miracles and wonders like you have never seen. But we have to go through this, church. And we're going to go through this. So tonight, as we fill out our forms, our commitment forms, and that personal challenge in your life, no one will read these. No one will see these. I'm going to collect these. Okay? And at the end of the 21 days, I'm going to try to hunt you back down. And I want to give these back to you. And I want you to determine whether or not you have made that challenge, whether you have completed what God has started, the process He started in your life. This is just 21 days, church. But this will propel us into a new level, into a new dimension in God that we have been searching for. And God is going, I am expecting God to do incredible things in the next 21 days. We're going to get headaches. We're going to get angrier. We're going to have problems with patience. And we're going to cover all of these things because we are flesh and we crave things. So if you have these forms, if you've got those filled out, what I would like to do at this time is we're going to turn the rest of this over. Bishop, we're going to start our communion service. And at the conclusion of our communion service, we're going to come up front. We're going to take communion. And we're going to have our commitment form, and we're going to spend some time with you and God. And at the conclusion, and when you are ready, I want you to bring your commitment form down here. And I want you to place it on either side of the podium here. And I want you to place it down there, face down, as a sign of your commitment to a new life. Because this is going to change our lives, folks. God bless you. Bishop, why don't you come and lead us into communion.
Thank you so much, Pastor Roy. Communion is such a precious thing. It's when we can enter into a special moment with God to remember His death, His burial, and His resurrection. I know that Christmas time is more about His birth, but still we take communion every year somewhere around Thanksgiving to Christmas, and we wanted to do that this year. According to our fasting schedule, we had two people this morning to receive the Holy Ghost. One prayed through for the first time. So on January 3rd we will have two converts, so we're only one behind, you know. We finished the year. Y2K, the turn of the century, we have had 4,360 new converts. Can you thank the Lord for that? Praise God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to have our ministers to come after I read some scripture, and they will be taking the juice and the bread, and they'll stand in the middle of the front pew on each section. And you will go out, and that would be to your left, and come back around to where you were. Now, we'd like for everybody to come, if you would, because if you don't, it's kind of difficult to get back if quite a few people are hanging back and not taking communion. Now, if you choose not to take communion, that's all right. But if you can come up and go back, then everybody can go back to their place. And ladies, please bring your purses with you, because we have had situations in which a lady would get separated from her purse and not find it till after service. But if you will do that, I would appreciate it. And what I'd like for you to do at this time is turn to 1 Corinthians 11, and we want to read verse 23. And Brother Thomas is in charge of getting our ministers up here. So, Brother Thomas, if you'll go ahead and get the ministers. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. God is so good. God is so good. Brother Thomas, if you want to go ahead, you can give them the juice and the bread, and they can position themselves. 1 Corinthians 11, 23. This is the order and the meaning of the Lord's table. This is a writing by the Apostle Paul. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Then verse 26, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. So we will give you the opportunity, once you take the bread and once you take the juice, to go back, take both of them, go back to your pew. You can be seated. You can take as much time as you want to search your heart. And now, listen, folks, this is serious. And you've got to take it serious. You can't just take communion and with stuff in your heart that you know is not right. Because if you do, you know what's going to happen? You will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now listen to verse 30. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Oh, praise God. So I would like for you to stand at this time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The first thing we want to do is we want to pray over the bread. And I'd like for Brother Thomas, if he would, to take the microphone and give this to Brother Seidel and let him pray over the bread.
Dear Lord, great God in heaven,
we love you, Jesus.
You have come, yes, God, to walk among us, to be one of us, to experience what we have experienced in this human flesh. You know what it is to be tired. You know what it is to be weary. You know pain in the body. But you also know the overcoming power that we can experience because you have made it possible for us to receive it through the suffering that you endured in your flesh, in your body. We take this bread now, remembering that you came and walked on this earth on our behalf. We remember the body that was broken for us. Help us, O God, to honor you with the deeds in our body,
yes,
and with our fellowship one with another in the body of Christ, that you may be glorified, that you may be honored through this, in Jesus' name.
All right, we want to give the mic to Brother Claude Abga, our pastor of our AIM work, and we'd like for him to pray God's blessings upon the juice which represents the blood of the Lord.
Jesus, we can experience your love for us every time we meet in this place, and we know you love us. You did it on the cross, and you are doing it today. We are together tonight, and we're going to partake this sign of the Last Supper, expecting, God, that you will help us serve you with delight. So bless this cup that we are to partake tonight, and let it be signs in our lives. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So you can begin then to come down. If you just slide to your left in each area and come around and then go back up. We'll just go clockwise, okay? Make sure that you go back to where you were. This is his body, and this is his blood. As oft as you eat this and drink this, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Oh, yes, Lord. This is his body, and this is his blood. After you go back, you can be seated. And after you pray, you search your heart. As you feel led by the Spirit, take your own private communion. Oh God, this is his body, and this is his blood. Now, after everyone has been served, and after you have taken your communion, you can bring your fasting commitment forms up and place them around the pulpit here. And the ushers will pick up the cups. This is his body, and this is his blood. As oft as you drink this, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. This is his body, and this is his blood. Oh Lord, we love you. We worship you, God. We praise you, God. Show the Lord's death until he comes. Praise God. We're just going to stop the music. Everything's going to be quiet. Everybody can take communion as they feel that they should.
It's my honor to serve you, Elder.
Oh, what a great God we serve. Oh, what a great God we serve. Here's a gentleman that needs to. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. God, we love you. We submit to you, God. God, you're everything we need. God. Oh, God. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, God. I love you, God. I love you. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. The ushers will come by and pick up the cups, so. Oh God, after you've taken your communion and after you have prayed about your commitment form, you can bring your commitment up to the altar area. Make sure that you turn it upside down. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Love you, Lord. You can go back to your pew and pray. Once the commitment form's been brought up, then you can come back down to the altar area and pray if you'd like. Or you can stay back in your pew and pray. Oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good. So wonderful. Oh, what a great God. What a great God, what a great God, what a great God. And the thing about the fasting that's so rewarding, when you're fasting, you can keep in mind that there are people all over the world that are fasting the same time we're fasting. Brother Bernard, our general superintendent, has called for an international fast where people all over the world fast. God, what a great God, what a great God. All over the building, just lift your hands and start worshiping the Lord. Would you do that? Oh, what a great God, what a great God, what a great God. I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. Oh, hallelujah.
If we could just stay. To go into the reading of the word. The Snicker bar is testing me. And God made the firmament, divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God said it was good. I believe God is looking down right now saying, it is good. We haven't greeted our guests. We haven't greeted one another tonight. We're kind of doing everything a little backwards here tonight, but it's all right. What we want to do here in closing is, if you're a guest of ours, it is an honor to have you here with us. And we serve such an awesome God. And if our CIP, to the men and women in our CIP program, it's so great to have you here. And I know some of you have agreed to join in on our fasting. I just want to challenge you tonight, even if you're not a member of this church, I want to challenge you tonight, if you commit to these 21 days starting next Saturday night at midnight through midnight Sunday night the 31st, and you commit and you pray, and you say, well, I don't really know how to pray. It doesn't matter. Prayer is communication to God. One thing I didn't mention tonight that I was asking everyone to do is just turn off your Facebook accounts. You'll survive. The world will survive without us. Turn off your social media. Limit all of that. Video games. I suppose if you homeschool videos, then that's kind of something your kids would love, to go 21 days without homeschooling. So I'll leave that up to you as a parent. Be like summer vacation in January. All right. So anyway, but God bless you. We love you all. And Sister Renee Strand, where's she at tonight? Where's she hiding? Back over there. She's got a whole bunch of recipes already for the Daniel's Fast. So if you're interested, she's got them. I'll leave it at that. God bless you all. Love you. We'll see you back here on Wednesday night.